your positions, and I wanted to go from there talking about flu season, and we've got some issues with that, don't we?
Yes, Craig. So I am the Deputy Medical Officer with the National March of Dimes Foundation and also serve as the Senior Vice President for Maternal and Child Health and NICU Innovation with the March of Dimes. And you're absolutely right. This flu season is turning out to be particularly challenging, and it's important that we talk about that.
Why is this particular flu season seem to be more challenging than others may have been in the past?
With every year, Craig, you know, the viruses related to flu that are circulating can be a little different. And so every year, the vaccine formulation is a little different. And everyone tries to ensure that there's the best match with the vaccine than, you know, with the circulating virus. This year's vaccine is not 100% match. Most years it's not. And so that can make it a little more challenging. Sometimes a particular strain of the flu can be a little more serious than some of the other strains, and so that's one of the challenges this year.
Well, and this seems to be the flu, as do many other as do many other maladies or diseases, affect one, you know, the both ends of the spectrum. The especially young or the especially old sometimes seem to be the hardest hit, with those in the middle a little less so. But this has really been kind of tough on kids this year. I know in our region here in the Wichita, Kansas region, we've had a number of children deaths that have been directly related to the flu. So this is really not something to mess with.
It's absolutely not something to mess with. The flu can be very serious, and unfortunately we are seeing children die from this. And so it's very important that we do all that we can to protect ourselves and to protect our children. And the vaccine is one of the best ways to do that. It's not too late if you haven't already received your vaccine in order to protect yourself against the flu. It's also particularly important that if a woman is considering becoming pregnant or if she is pregnant, to get the vaccine to protect herself, but also it protects her newborn for the first few months after that newborn is born, because those antibodies will transfer over to protect that newborn from the mom. And the vaccine is not available for a newborn until the newborn is 6 months old. So it's important for pregnant women to receive the vaccine in particular.
Right, good. Well, now, I personally got a flu shot and a pneumonia shot, but I'm kind of in the upper end of the demographic here, as we talk about children and those who are a little older. But one thing I think that is important, and maybe you can touch on this, is many people say, oh, I don't need to bother with a flu shot, thinking about themselves. The problem is, though, that if they take the flu shot, that would help them keep from spreading the flu to other people, and I don't think a lot of folks think about that.
Absolutely. Craig, you're so right about that it's important to remember that family members, grandparents, daycare providers, friends are often around young children and newborns. And so not only will the flu, so it's important to get the flu vaccine to protect themselves, but if they don't get the flu, then they're not spreading it potentially to some other populations that may be more vulnerable, like pregnant women, young children, the elderly, and those with other chronic health conditions. So it's important for everyone who's 6 months or older to get the flu shot as recommended by CDC.
Now, how long does flu season run? It has kind of a long run over the winter months, and of course the winter months, it is people, it's pretty self-explanatory. We're in close to spaces more and in closer contact with each other more, and so the winter months, November, December, January, February, but the flu season goes well into March. So that's one of those things that we need to be thinking about as we enter the fall season, about getting our flu shot.
Absolutely. You need to start early, and again, it's not too late. Sometimes it can wane a little bit, and you think, well, maybe we're out of the window for flu, but that's not the case. It can surge, and it's continuing to surge right now. So it's not too late to get that flu shot. It can go well into March, April, sometimes even early May. So it's important to go ahead and get that flu shot for the best protection.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you very much. I think we've about exhausted our time here, but I thank you for taking the time to visit with us and disseminating some very important information, Dr. Waddell. We appreciate that.